episode 3200, How to Face Resistance.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary week? It's Mindset Monday, and it's time for you to set your intention as to how you want to face your week. So that means you got to look at how to face resistance. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Okay, take a deep breath because we have a lot going on, both personally and professionally here at Create Your Now. So number one, we have a grandbaby. Oh yes, we are celebrating it. It is a little girl and she is absolutely perfection. How can it not be, right? It's number two for us and we are absolutely thrilled for our daughter and son in love, and we are celebrating their growing family and just asking God's blessing over them. So thank you for those of you who have been praying for us. We appreciate it. We are now celebrating it as they are coming together and learning to go from 3 to 4. So we appreciate that. Also, we are on TV now. So if you're like, wow, Christiane, I think I've seen you, you probably have. We are getting out there on stations and it is global. We are growing, and so be patient because things are changing. It will be, however, still on pray.com. So if you're there, you can always watch it there. And also, we are going to be changing our website. We're updating it now. Things have been a little bit crazy. So please be patient with me and give me a little bit of grace, but we will have all the episodes on there eventually, and then also on YouTube. So a lot of things are happening, lots of things moving. And do you want to have more? A little bit more in-depth learning and maybe having some evening gatherings. Oh yes, can I just say the word simulcast? Those are coming up and AIM is going to launch. So we're working on the deadline, or I should say really when we're going to open it. It will be hopefully here in the month of November, but if not, we'll definitely go ahead and open it up at the top of 2024. So be watching all of it. Stay tuned here and also stay tuned on createyournow.com. All right, I know that's a lot in there. And I think it's important that, you know, I just let everything hang out for you guys, right? Living life is not an easy thing to do. It's just not. And we face a lot of obstacles. There's a lot of resistance. And when you go through life building a business, building a brand, meaning your family. Okay, think about that. Not just your business brand, but your family brand. What do you want that to look like? Because you see, you can't compartmentalize everything. You can't sit here and say, well, you know what, Christiane, I go to work and I'm not a mom. Believe it or not, you will always be a mom no matter where you show up. Okay, it's always going to happen. You can't just unload your kids and say, okay, goodbye. It doesn't work that way. So I want you to think of your life as one complete circle. And in that complete circle, you're going to have bumps in the road. You're going to have detours, right? You're going to have stumbling blocks. Have you ever felt like you were living out your dream only to face unexpected hurdles? You're like, gosh, I'm like right there. And all of a sudden it's like, wham. When life's obstacles weigh you down, learn how to face resistance and live the life you desire. You know, it's a common experience, right? And one that can be both disheartening and discouraging. However, know that these moments of resistance are not there to stop you, but to strengthen you. You can achieve your dreams. However, if you don't find a way to face resistance, your dreams, well, they're never going to become a reality. Resistance is not there to stop you, but to strengthen you. So embrace the challenges and rise above. Grit, don't quit. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Grit, don't quit. And what I mean by that is G-R-I-T. Yes, it's an acronym for growth requires intentional tenacity. Ooh, I love the ring of that. Say that with me. Growth requires intentional tenacity. You know, resistance has a way of increasing the possibility of quitting, right? You get pushback and you're like, why am I doing this? I can remember starting, actually before I started the podcast, And I came up with every obstacle before it even happened. I'm like, oh, well, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know. Well, maybe I should do this. And I wanted it to be perfect. Now, don't fall in the trap of perfection. Okay, perfectionism is a real thing. However, we also use it just as an excuse for us to kind of wiggle our way out of doing something and actually completing it because we're just scared. We're scared of what's on the other side. Well, let me tell you, most of the time of what's on the other side is better than where you are now. So when you have resistance, right, don't just sit there and say, okay, I got to hang this up. It's all about grit. Growth requires intentional tenacity. But in order to grow and achieve success, you must have the mindset of being intentional and persistent in your efforts, right? Grit emphasizes the need to be proactive, purposeful, and present in pursuing personal and professional growth. Now say that whole sentence 5 times because there are a lot of P's in it. And it's so hard when you're recording to not like it all out. You know, I had to move away from the mic. Probably just popped your ear. I apologize now. But anyway, seriously, right? Grit. It's all about being that proactive, intentional person, being very purposeful in your mannerisms, your behaviors, what you're creating as your habits, how you create your now, and your presence. Are you showing up as you pursue your life circle professionally and personally? So by putting and being intentional with your words and actions and consistently putting in the effort, you can overcome obstacles and reach your goals all with grit. Growth requires intentional tenacity. So what does this look like in the real world? I mean, in our everyday, how do we show up? What can we do when it comes to grit? Number one, embrace the power of persistence. Persistence is the key in the face of resistance. And it's important to remember that success rarely comes easy. You're going to have more failure than you will success. And this is where the power of resilience comes into play. Instead of giving in to the challenges that arise, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Every setback, right, can be seen as a step forward, a comeback in disguise. As the saying goes, when one door closes, another one opens. So embrace the power of persistence and keep pushing forward, even when it seems impossible. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to stay the course? Because that's really what persistence is. It's building that consistency, saying, you know what, I'm going to be true to what I know is right. And I know God is leading me this way, and that's where I need to go. Number two, cultivate a positive mindset. One of the most effective ways to overcome resistance is by cultivating a positive mindset. Your mindset plays a crucial role in how you perceive and react to challenges. If you're like, oh, you know what, I've just failed at so many things, then the next time you fail, you're like, well, okay, that's just what I do. I'm really good at failing. Instead of viewing obstacles as roadblocks, train your mind to see them as stepping stones towards success. Focus on the opportunities that lie within the difficulties rather than dwelling on setbacks. Adopt this can-do attitude, like, yeah, I got this, and surround yourself with positive influences. Philippians 4 verse 8 says this, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Are you thinking about the right stuff? And I'm not saying you have to gloat about it. I'm not saying you have to be an egotistical jerk. I'm not saying any of that. Right? You don't have to be prideful where it gets in the way of how you need to lead your life. But you do need to cultivate a positive mindset, saying, you know what? This is just one more step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And finally, number three, seek support and guidance. We all need support. We all need it. And we all need guidance when facing resistance. So reach out to mentors, friends, or fellow dream chasers, right, who have experienced similar challenges. See what they did to get through it. Their wisdom and insight can provide a fresh perspective and help you develop effective strategies to overcome obstacles. Additionally, consider seeking divine guidance, and I mean this sincerely. In times of difficulty, turn to your faith, turn to God, and seek solace in His plans. Not yours, not saying I've got this 5-year plan and I'm working it. It's go there or go broke, right? Home is where I want to be. This is how I'm going to do it. Well, really? Work with God. Trust in his timing and lean on his strength. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Are you doing what God is asking you to do at the time he's asking you? That's hard, but you've got to look at it. I know when I've gone back over my life, and it's so incredible looking back. And some people know how to do it, and some people don't. Guess what? That's why we're going to have AIM. You're going to want to come in because we're going to dig deep. We're going to learn some of this stuff, and we're going to live it out every single day. And it's exciting because I promise you, your life will change. And when you see an obstacle, you're going to be like, yeah, that's there, but okay, I can look at it this way. I don't have to see it as like, okay, my day is done. It's ruined. You can still walk around with a smile on your face. Facing resistance is an inevitable part of pursuing your dreams. Period. End of story. But if you embrace the challenges as opportunities for growth and learning, then you can persist in your journey. Cultivate this positive mindset and surround yourself with positive influences. Seek support and guidance from mentors and those who have walked the same path. Remember, resistance only makes you stronger. Rise above the hurdles, right? And keep moving forward toward the fulfillment of your dreams. Don't back away from them. Maybe you have to change your timeline. Guess what? It's okay. Trust in the process. Keep the faith and let the resistance propel you to new heights of success. It's actually, right, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. My friend, resistance is not there to stop you, but to strengthen you. Embrace the challenges and rise above. It's all about what? Grit. Don't quit. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.